Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
The People's Court with Judge Marilyn Million films right down in Stamford. And we've been lucky over the years to become friends with her. Joining us this morning on Star 99.9 is the judge herself, Marilyn Million.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Oh, you tell me.
You sound raring to go, as always. I love that about you. They come in, and you are ready to rock.
I just came back from the Bahamas, so I'm tanned, rested, and ready.
So talking about vacations, it's true. It's all about, like, summertime. And I think a lot of people usually find themselves in unexpected legal situations come the summertime. Let's be honest.
Right? Yeah, they do.
One thing I know that can be confusing for people is, whether they're domestic travel or international, do you really need add-on insurance for rental cars?
Well, it depends on what insurance you have on your own, because I have the kind of coverage which covers me if I'm driving another car. So I never go through that expense. I always reject it because I know that my policy covers me. So you really should know what your policy covers before you rent a car so that you don't end up with an added expense that's completely unnecessary.
But the guy behind the counter always gives my wife that look and kind of shrugs his shoulder like I've just made the worst decision of my life.
Ah, don't let that intimidate you. So long as you do your homework beforehand, you're the one who knows what your policy covers. He doesn't.
And how about the crazy people that take pictures of the cars when they rent it? Like, they're walking around and inspecting it. Like, do they really make a big deal if there's a dent and all that?
You know, I always have a policy, and I strongly encourage this, of walking around the rental car. I even walk around the car when it's returned to me at a valet. I try to do it discreetly so I'm not making a big deal and holding people up. But once you leave the valet or once you leave the rental car agency, anything that's wrong with the car is beyond you. You're going to have a really hard time proving that you got the car that way. So I strongly suggest walking around the car and making sure that any scratch is already documented in their paperwork.
Judge Million, one thing I've been dealing with every year that I have a barbecue is I set the grill on fire.
Every year.
Full bore on fire. Like, we have to go in the house, get the fire extinguisher, the whole thing.
Good Lord. Maybe you should stop holding barbecues.
That's what I said.
Well, then my wife trips out. It's no fun. So what I did was, over Memorial Day, I just said, I'm not cooking. Here's the grill. I put it together. There's a brand new grill. You guys can do whatever you want with it, but I'm not cooking. Am I good on that? Am I okay on that? What if somebody burns down my house?
I think everyone else is okay on that, to keep you away from a grill. I think that's the first step that we got to do. But, you know, if you have an appliance, this is a new one, so hopefully you don't have this issue again, but if you have an appliance that lacks maintenance, it requires some kind of maintenance, and you don't keep up on it, and someone else gets hurt, they could sue you. Sue your homeowners, sue you. So, you know, you kind of want to be sure that anything you have, that your homeowner's insurance, that your any insurance, any coverage that you have, if you have a trampoline, if you have something odd like that that's kind of dangerous, you want to make sure you're covered.
That settles it. Nobody's eating at my house ever again. We can have the parties. It just stomachs growling.
I think you need to stay away from a grill. I don't know how much more evidence we need.
All right, coming up next, we have one last question for you, Judge. Fireworks. Oh, it's a hot topic here in Connecticut. We'll get your take right here on Star 99.9. Judge Marilyn Million, she's from the People's Court, which films right down in Stamford. She's become a friend of ours over the years. I guess one last question, because this is something that drives me nuts. I am not a fan of fireworks. So
yeah.
I'm just not. I don't like them. I think they're dangerous. I don't even like sparklers, and all my friends make fun of me because of it. But what tips do you have for people that are going to be setting off fireworks on the 4th?
Well, in Connecticut, fireworks are illegal. I mean, the only thing that are legal are the sparklers and the fountains, the ones that you set off that look like just sparklers that are on the ground, basically. And that's that. I am a huge fan of fireworks.
There you
but,
go.
But, you know, not. I obviously, I would not set them off in Connecticut. But the best course of action is to leave it to the professionals, of course. And certainly here, it's like, what's the point? Because all you got Are sparklers and fountains.
You know what? That was my follow-up question. Like, what is the lamest, saddest firework? But when you said, what's the point in this state? Like, we park our cars in the same garage.
Yeah, you know, but here's the thing. And then the odd part is I'm thinking, okay, well, that'll be fun for the kids. But no, you have to be over 16 to be able to even hold a sparkler. And my 16-year-olds would laugh in the face of that.
Mm. What is this, a prison camp? Nobody can have fun here.
Is this not a democracy?
My daughter is 9, and last year I said to her, I go, Mommy doesn't like these. Mommy thinks they're dangerous. They get to be 600 degrees. You could burn your hand and end up in the hospital.
That's a lot of
facts.
But
you're a big girl. You can make your own decision. I turned around. Within 10 seconds, she had a sparkler in her hand. 10 seconds.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Right.
10 of them tied together in a can of gasoline close by. Just be like, we're going to kick this party up a notch. Take that, Connecticut.
Well, you guys got to be careful because that is, she has to be over the age of 16 or else.
Judge Marilyn Million, thank you for taking the time this morning. And I know that we're getting ready to take a trip down to see you in the fall in Stamford at the People's Court. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Awesome. Can't wait to have you guys here.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.